Consumer groups have charged internet retailer Amazon.com with violating a children's privacy law and asked the US government to look into the matter. The online retailer collected email addresses, birthdays, and other personal information from children without their parents' permission and allowed them to post product reviews under their names on the site, the groups charged. Both actions are illegal under the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, a 1998 law designed to protect children from online predators by limiting the amount of personal information websites can collect from them. Violators face penalties of up to $11,000 per count. An Amazon.com spokesman said the company wasn't subject to the law as it targeted an adult audience and took pains to keep children's personal information off the site. But the Electronic Privacy Information Center, the Consumer Federation of America, and 10 other groups said in a complaint to the Federal Trade Commission that Amazon.com caters to children through toy sales and the use of bright primary colors. While the site provides a special sign-in page for children under 13 who want to post reviews, that page provided no additional protections, the complaint said. The children were also able to sign in using the adult form, the group said. In the biggest gamble of its 33-year history, Advanced Micro Devices Incorporated, AMD, on Tuesday launched a high-powered microprocessor that aims to offer server makers an alternative to rival chipmaker Intel Corporation's chips. During the chip's formal unveiling in New York City, International Business Machines Corporation said it would offer a server based on AMD's new Opteron processor. Microsoft Corporation, meanwhile, repeated its promise to offer a version of Windows optimized for the chip. A number of smaller vendors also announced support for Opteron, which can process data in 64-bit chunks instead of the 32-bit standard found in most of today's mid-sized servers. It's a new approach for AMD, which has mostly followed Intel's lead in the semiconductor industry. Unlike Intel's 64-bit Titanium processor, the Opteron can run today's 32-bit programs without suffering a hit in performance. If successful, AMD could crack the lucrative high-end server market. From there, the company hopes to cascade chips to other uses, from laptop computers to supercomputers. The IBM promise is significant, but not unexpected. Earlier this year, the companies said they would work together to develop new chip technologies. AMD and IBM also collaborated to create the technology used in Opteron. And Microsoft Corporation isn't expected to release a beta version of Windows for Opteron until this summer. Today's 32-bit Windows will run on the chip but won't take full advantage of its capabilities. AMD also faces financial trouble, reporting last week a $146 million loss on $715 million in quarterly sales. It repeatedly cut costs and recently axed 2,000 jobs in an effort to return to profitability. Such news casts a shadow over the new chip, which seeks to attract big server makers that require stability from their suppliers over the long haul. Record label EMI Group has teamed with more than 20 partners to launch what it's dubbed the biggest online downloading program in Europe. The company will make available more than 140,000 tracks for sale online from its mammoth list of artists, which can be downloaded, burned onto CD, and copied to portable music players. Consumers will also be able to purchase EMI singles online as soon as they are on the air on the radio in advance of their commercial release on CD. Artists available include David Bowie, Pink Floyd, Blondie, Kylie Minogue, Coldplay, and Norah Jones. EMI said that more than 20 different music websites from 6 different European countries are already gearing up to start selling its new downloads, which will go live at various times over the next few weeks. Retailers participating in the initial launch include HMV, Freeserve, BT OpenWorlds, .music, Tallywest's Blue Yonder ISP service in the UK, MSN sites in the UK and France, and MTV and Tuscali sites in the UK, Netherlands, France, Italy and Germany. The move, which follows a similar deal by EMI last November to supply music to online distributors in the US, is part of a continued drive by record labels to crack down on music piracy and encourage users to download digital music files legally. EMI said that all of the European launch retailers are using the platform of online distributor OD2. The announcement came just several weeks after OD2 organised and ran a digital download day in Europe, which proved a huge success, with more than 150,000 music fans downloading free music as part of the event. Hollywood's movie studios are facing a key test in their battle to defend copyright holders from digital pirates, with a federal court case that began in California last Friday, filed by a maker of software that allows users to copy DVDs. At stake for the studios are potentially billions of dollars in revenues that will be lost if nearly perfect digital copies of movies on DVD were sold in large quantities on the black market or circulated on the internet in digital files. But the privately held software maker 321 Studios argues that its software is designed to protect DVD owners by allowing them to make backup copies in case their DVDs, which can cost as much as $30, get damaged or are lost. The case, which is being held in the U.S. District Court of the Northern District of California, tests the limits of 1998's controversial Digital Millennium Copyright Act. The studios claim 321 software violates a portion of the act that makes it illegal for anyone to sell software used to break or bypass digital encryption codes. But 321 argues that the DMCA allows software owners to get around encryption when copies are made for an owner's sole use. More Americans with internet access use the internet as their primary source of news during the war in the Gulf than previous major events, including the September 11 attacks, according to a recent survey. The study conducted by Pew Internet and American Life Project in Washington, D.C., surveyed 1,600 online adults during the war and showed that 17% used the internet as their principal source of war news, compared with 3% after the September 11 attacks. Survey respondents said the internet gave them a variety of viewpoints, including foreign standpoints and up-to-the-minute news. Television continued to reign supreme, with 87% of online users listing that medium as their primary war news source. Radio and newspapers trailed in the poll at just 20%, and about 24% to 26% of respondents used the internet for news on a typical day before the war, the study said. During the first days of the war and days preceding the war, 33% to 37% of online users sought war news. 72% of internet users supported the war, compared with 22% who opposed it. And that's News Briefs for this week.